Marty, good to see you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and all the listeners.
All right. And we, at the New Year, always in New Mexico, talk about the upcoming legislative session. And no exception this year, you have a story, actually, with the agriculture secretary who is getting ready for the session and has some priorities.
Jeff Witte, and he lives in Las Cruces, the ag agency is located on NMSU campus, so it makes sense in that regard, even though he was born in Santa Fe. But he talks a lot about, he's looking ahead at the legislative session and how the agriculture industry will be shaped by that. And he just wants to put forth the fact that agriculture contributes so much to the state economy. And he's pushing several bills, one of them by a local state senator, Bill Sewells, about allowing microbreweries or brew pubs to sell New Mexico-made spirits, and if they're made in the state. And that bill was introduced last year and didn't get very far. But he says that it would increase sales of barley, hops, and wine grapes. Jeff Witte does. So that's where he's coming from as the ag secretary. And he also says it'll create an economy and a social atmosphere that will contribute to entertainment tourism, as he calls it. So he's looking beyond just, the farm fields and everything. He's looking how all that plugs into the state economy.
Yeah.
A pretty interesting article and interview by Mike Cook there.
All right. Speaking of tourism and whatnot, at New Year's, we have the chili drop, and you have a lot of photos.
Yeah. Our photographer, Steve McIntyre, luckily, he's a kind of a late night guy. He's a musician as well. And so he's staying up till midnight on New Year's Eve is no problem. So he went down to the Plaza de las Cruces for the chili drop. He went out to Picacho Peak Brewery for a little get together they were having there and snapped some photos. And one of them's on the cover, a really nice chili photo on the cover. And just kind of reminds us that it's time to start anew.
All right. I'll take a look at that. In the arts, it's a busy month for the Doña Ana Arts Council.
Yes, and they've been staying fairly busy, but they seem to, maybe towards the end of the year, they kind of gathered their plans and really put it out for January and really beyond. Some of these events will be going into the spring as well, but they're going. But we kind of lay it all out, and Kathleen Albers, lets us know that she's the executive director over there. Talks about the workshops, multi-day intensive workshops. There'll be the Get Artrageous program, series of art classes on Wednesdays. They're going to do a Feed Your Mind 6-week course. More of a seminar. Promoting Arts in the Mesilla Valley is going to be a monthly presentation. And then, of course, this month, the second Saturday, 10-10 Arts Hop, of which they're a part.
Oh, wow.
So kind of a good overview of what the Arts Council is doing.
A lot going on. Speaking of a lot going on, we have a preview of the Las Cruces International Film Festival. And I understand part of this is more international films.
Yes, and, that is the... We're saying it's putting the international in Las Cruces International Film Festival. There's 90 films were chosen totally. Now, of those, 40 international films were chosen out of the 90 selected for to screen for the festival. It's almost half the number of films
wow.
that they're screening are international films. And they're not just from France and, Italy, the usual countries. They're from all over Asia, and elsewhere, South America, Central America.
Wow.
So it should be really interesting.
I'm
and
sure
Ross
will.
Marks, the executive director, or he's the, director, and then executive producer Marcia Sanfilippo are interviewed on that.
All right. We only have about 30 seconds, but you also have some stories behind homes in the Mesquite Historic District.
Las Esperanzas, Inc. is an organization that promotes the history, culture, and pride, quote-unquote, of the historic district. And Dolores Archuleta submitted some information on some new old homes that have been newly identified as having historical value, and there's a lot of detail behind that.
Marty Racine, he's the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.